News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says the United States will begin imposing a 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico starting June 10th if Mexico does not stop illegal immigrants coming across its borders. On Twitter, Mr. Trump said until the illegal immigration problem is remedied, the tariff will continue to rise starting July 1st. And rising as much as 25% by October 1st. He said the tariffs will be removed once there is a resolution. Mexico's deputy foreign minister for North America said that it would be disastrous if Mr. Trump goes through with this threat to impose the tariffs. The Border Patrol says over 1,000 migrants were found crossing the border as a group early Wednesday. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it was the largest group of migrants ever encountered. More than 1,000 migrants crossed the border near El Paso, Texas, early Wednesday. Authorities say 934 people came in as families, 63 were unaccompanied children, and there were 39 single adults. Instances of large groups of migrants crossing into the United States have spiked since President Donald Trump took office. Since October, the Border Patrol has encountered groups of more than 100 people on 180 occasions. There were only 13 such encounters in the previous 12-month period and two the year before. I'm Mike Rossia.
The United States is calling the Chinese government's violent suppression of peaceful demonstrations in and around Tiananmen Square on July 4, 1989, a full-on massacre. 30 years ago, student-led pro-democracy protests centered on Beijing's Tiananmen Square, with corruption among the elite a key complaint among demonstrators. Protesters were also calling for political reforms and a fairer and more open society. Human rights groups believe several hundred to several thousand people were killed when tanks rolled through Tiananmen Square to squelch those demonstrations. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Attorney General William Barr says special counsel Robert Mueller could have reached a decision on whether President Donald Trump obstructed justice. Barr says in an interview with CBS this morning that though Justice Department rules prevent the indictment of a sitting president, Mueller nonetheless could have decided whether Mr. Trump had committed a crime. As AP Sagar Magani reports, calls for Mr. Trump's impeachment are growing from some Democrats and he's dismissing them.
The president says they could try.
They can, because they're possibly allowed, although I can't imagine the courts allowing it.
Saying he did not commit a crime before giving reporters an impeachment tutorial on the White House driveway.
It's high crimes and misdemeanors. There was no high crime and there was no misdemeanor. So how do you impeach based on that?
As for what he in the past has called the I word.
It's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Chinese scientists have discovered that carbon dioxide is more efficient to use in fracking than water. Fracking is a controversial process in which water or other fluids are injected into underground rocks at high pressure to release oil and natural gas deposits. U.S. environmentalists have denounced the process because of the huge amounts of water needed, the contamination of underground water supplies, and small earthquakes that it may trigger. Israel's in a political turmoil after its parliament voted to dissolve itself a month after it was sworn in. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Knesset, Israel's parliament, voted for new elections in September after Netanyahu failed to form a coalition government amid infighting and high demands from smaller parties. Netanyahu, a right-wing conservative who has been in power for a decade, is furious. He said he did everything in his power to avoid what he described as an unnecessary election, especially since the public gave him a strong vote of confidence in the April polls. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Enrollment in colleges and universities across the United States has declined for the seventh straight year, according to a study released Thursday. According to the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, a nonprofit higher education research organization, post-secondary enrollment in spring 2019 dropped by 1.7% or 300,000 students from the previous year. The sound of furniture being dragged across the floor disrupted the silence inside Haiti's parliament at 7:30 Thursday morning. Four opposition senators and some helpers dragged chairs, desks, and other furniture out of the Senate chamber and into the yard just 30 minutes before the Senate was due to begin debating the nomination of Prime Minister-designate Jean-Michel Le Pen. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.